recording, which is awesome. Okay.
This is probably for the best.
It probably is for the best for right now. But we are going to be accepting call-ins. If anyone who's actually listening, if there is anyone listening, on Skype, we're Get Between the Sheets. All one word, no spaces. So just Get Between the Sheets on Skype. So if anyone wants to call in, wants to make a comment, has a question, anything like that, feel free. We don't monitor anything. We're not going to screen any of the calls. You're just going to come right on and, you know, just prepare yourself. All right. Well, basically, we've got some news we're going to go over. We've got product review we're going to go over. And if anyone feels the need to call in, they can. Okay, so I'm going to give you to the desperate one so that you can, so she can read the first news story.
Okay, if anyone's been paying attention to the news lately, you'll know that the birth control being covered by health insurance, quote-unquote scandal, has been going on. And the fabulous Rick Santorum, who is possibly the biggest asshat in America, has a supporter. His name is Foster Fryce, who went on the record as saying, let me see if I can get the quote here. I have this from, I pulled this from Jezebel.com. They said, during an interview with Andrea Mitchell, he suggested that the debate about birth control was silly because birth control is cheap. Why, back in his day, gals who didn't want to get pregnant simply kept their legs closed. What I remember him saying was that birth control was cheap because back in his day, girls used baby aspirin and just kept it between their knees. Aside from being absolutely ridiculous, this kind of just highlights the fact that Americans and men in general have no clue about women's health issues and really don't have any desire to learn about women's health issues. This is a huge, huge thing. It would be a tremendous victory for women's health to get birth control coverage. My insurance does not cover birth control. So I'm paying, you know, roughly $70 per month out of pocket to make sure that I do not create a spawn that will possibly be a burden upon the system. Thoughts, Syntax?
Okay. I'm just really wondering about the magical properties of baby aspirin and how it's absorbed through the knees to prevent you from having a baby. This guy obviously is insane. He's psycho religious right. I bet you he carries one of the really big gore snuff baby porn signs around and says, you know, abortion is bad. This guy's insane. And really, you know, when it comes down to it, I think the government needs to stay the hell out of my woman's, you know, nether regions. The last thing that we really need is to have some elected 60-year-old douchebag saying, you know, I know what's best for your vagina.
I think men in general need to stay out of my nether regions. And my thought was, you know, you might have your knees together, but if you bend the bitch over, you can still get in there, you know.
Well, yeah, and not only that, with your legs together bent over, it creates more pressure on that magical first inch of the vagina, so it's better for you as well.
Is it really? Is it?
That's what they say.
Wow. I haven't found that necessarily to be true, but anyway. But yeah. But yes, this is just more complete ridiculous right-wing neocon bullshit. And I honestly don't know how, Syntax, how now, in this America, how birth control really is an issue at all.
Because you're not having babies, or you're not having sex to have babies, which the crazy right-wing Rick Santorum, you know, big flag there, and the rest of those douchebags there, they want to fuck through a sheet and only have sex to procreate. They don't want to have sex for fun because that would be ungodly.
See, even the Puritans, as much as people say it's a puritanical view of sex, the Puritans did in fact fuck for fun. That's been shown throughout history. Puritans did fuck for fun. And there was a huge way back in the day. There was a thought that women could not conceive without orgasming. So obviously people have fucked for pleasure. I mean, I'd tell a guy that I was sleeping with, you know, you can't get me pregnant unless you make me come. You know, I'd go for that. Just make the bitch try harder. Which is why I have a lot of one-night stands, because I do find that they try harder. But anywho. Wow.
Okay. Okay, the Puritans. Yeah, the Puritans never had sex for fun because they were insane.
I have to respectfully disagree, and I will have to attempt to find evidence to support my decision, but I can't do that now because all my computers are taken away from me.
Well, okay. And to prove that you can get pregnant without orgasming, look at my ex-wife.
Look at my two children.
Well, yeah, there you go. See, I guess we should probably, here in this little break between these two shows, let's tell everyone about our relationship. We don't have a typical relationship.
We should probably highlight the fact that we are, in fact, in one.
We are. Yes, we are. So I'm engaged to the desperate one. And
thank you, Aryu, for the name.
Yeah. Because we know that's our one listener. Okay. We are in a DS, which is dominant submissive relationship. It's 24/7, where I'm in a dominant role, she's in a submissive role. We've seen this go the other way. But yeah, that's our relationship. She has rules that she must follow, and if she breaks these rules, she gets in trouble, and usually it becomes happy, sexy, fun time where I beat her with something.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to turn the other Skype conversation off because I'm starting to read it, and Morps, you can jump in a lake.
Hold on, I have to see what Morps is saying. By the way, love you, Morps. I love you a lot, Morps.
That's now going away.
No!
Okay. If you guys want to make comments, call in. Okay. So we're going to go on to our next news story here.
Hold on. We can explore the whole DS thing because I just kind of went off on a sort of feminist issue, and I kind of want to make it clear that I am, in fact, a feminist. I am not, in fact, a
doormat.
Beaten down doormat. If anyone actually knows Syntax and I, they would know that, good God, no. That's not how it rolls. I just kind of wanted to put that out there. Anyway.
The other dynamic of our relationship is we've been exploring polyamory. Now, that's where you love multiple people. It's not just an orgy, which it can descend into. But it's just like having multiple wives or multiple husbands. But it's not like the Mormon thing where only the guy can have multiple husbands. Or multiple husbands. That's funny. No, where only the guy can have multiple wives. No. The desperate one can have her side projects. I can have mine. Right now, we each have a side project, and her name is Luna. That's not her real name. Ginger is not my real name. Okay, that's a story for later. Yeah, we have Luna, who is this awesome little blonde 18-year-old thing, who's our pet.
With amazing boobies.
Oh, God, she does. Okay, but in the hierarchy, so you have me up at the top, then you have the desperate one right below me, and then you have Luna right below her. So Luna basically cleans the house and does the dishes and does the laundry, all the shit that we don't want to do. And looks pretty doing it.
That makes it sound really bad.
It does, but it's kind of her job.
Sure.
Yeah. She's our pet. She hangs out. She has a cage in our bedroom. That's where she enjoys actually sleeping. So that's our dynamic. So now you know a little bit about us. I think we might have someone... Who's trying to talk to us? Are they? No. So, and that's the way that goes.
Excuse me.
Okay, so now we can move on to the next story while I attempt to unfuck what I fucked up on Skype.
Awesome. All right. If you can't already tell, I did not have a whole lot of time to research stories today, so this also comes from Jezebel. a legislator in Tennessee, Stacy Campfield, a male, warned his fellow concerned Tennesseans of the existence of an awful subversive show called Modern Family that he's seen playing on his TV. Apparently, the show has the potential to tell a whole generation of children about what it means to be gay. Campfield has famously backed the so-called Don't Say Gay bill that just made it past the House subcommittee. The bill, if passed, would bar Tennessee teachers from using the word gay or referring to any sort of gayness before students reach the ninth grade. Basically, it's saying that it will keep the children of America safe. Keep the children of Tennessee, at least, safe by not hearing the word gay, not being exposed to any homosexual characters, not being exposed to any kind of gayness, and that will somehow protect them from potentially being homosexual in their lives.
Oh, wow. Okay, my first question on this is... What happens if little Amy has two daddies?
Then they cannot say that the daddies are gay.
Wait, is this just in schools?
Yes, it's just in schools. So it will not be mentioned that little Amy has more than one daddy. But I imagine the rates of homosexual parents in Tennessee are rather low. From what I've known, I have a very, very, very good friend who lives there. She is a great girl. She's a bisexual girl, but she comes from a pastor's family and has not yet. Anyway, she's 27 years old. She should, but she has not expressed to her family yet that she kind of likes girls. We can go with the stereotypical Tennessee backwoods, Appalachian, cousin fucking Bible Belt stuff. We know that there are accepting people within Tennessee. We know this.
I still call bullshit.
I know. Obviously, I don't because I just said it, but there are accepting people everywhere. You know, even in the backwoods of Alabama, there are people who give a fuck less who you have sex with, you know.
Well, in the backwoods of Alabama, they're fucking sheep, so they best not be be going, well, I can fuck a sheep as long as it's a girl sheep.
I imagine there's not a whole lot of sheep within the backwoods of Alabama.
Goats, whatever.
You know. But now we're being the assholes, you see, by stereotyping Tennesseans as goat fuckers.
I'm okay with this.
As goat fuckers.
I am okay with this.
Point being, what is the quote-unquote damage that can be done to any child by knowing that there are two men or two women who love each other and are in a relationship? What is that damage that is supposedly being done to the children?
The damage to the children, well, it's going to be immense, because then they're just going to have a state full of homosexual, you know, deviants who are running around fucking men and women and cows and sheeps and everything within sight.
Because they heard the word gay.
Yes. No. Because they watched Modern Family.
And I have to say, I love that show. I absolutely love it. I almost live for it, almost as much as I live for Castle. And you know how much I live for Castle.
And the fun thing about this show is Cam, he's a portly gay man on the show.
Totally adorable.
Yeah. And on the show is a flaming homosexual. Mm-hmm. Totally straight in real life. Has, like, wife, kids, the whole nine.
I don't think he has a wife and kids. But he is, in fact, a straight man. He plays, and this kind of makes me uncomfortable even saying that he plays gay really well. The relationship between him and Mitchell is extremely affectionate, loving. And isn't that really what we should be showing children, regardless of gender, regardless of sexuality? Shouldn't we be showing people, children, healthy, loving relationships?
Well, yeah, of course. But, you know, if you look where this is coming from, most of the stuff is coming from the right wing. Now, they don't like loving relationships. Most of the right-wing candidates for president have been married multiple times. And for all we know, they've been married multiple times with homosexual lovers on the side, because it's the right wing. That's what they do. Yeah, we're both kind of leftist here, so
yeah, slightly.
Yeah. So, but we are also, you know, we're not racist or sexist. We are equal opportunity haters here. We just hate dumb people.
Indeed. Indeed. But yes, I see something extremely wrong with anyone's thought that I remember a conversation that we had with a friend of ours. Shall we name her as her name? Matreus?
Oh, yes.
Yes, Matreus. Who has a young daughter who is quite possibly not just queer, but transgendered.
Yes, this little girl is awesome.
She's the most amazing little girl you're ever going to meet. She is an autistic child. She wants to be a boy. Yeah. She has said multiple times she wants to dress as a boy. She wants to be a boy.
She wants to kiss girls. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we've always told her, no, it's okay. It doesn't matter if you want to kiss boys or you want to kiss girls. It's okay. As long as there's that love there, have at it.
But Matreus was saying that she wants to keep any kind of homosexual affection, any kind of gay, characters in movies, or even in real life, seeing a homosexual couple together, she wants to keep that from her because she does not want to, quote-unquote, encourage this little girl to be homosexual. And I think that thought is what's happening here in Tennessee, that it's somehow encouraging someone's sexuality. And that's insane. That's an insane thought, that somehow if you see when you're a child, you know, say for me, if I saw two women kissing, that I would be like, you know what, I'm going to be gay now.
Yeah.
Instead of realizing that it's something that is inborn, that is something that is within you. You know, your sexuality is yours. It has been yours since birth. You know, yes. And that not recognizing that fact is just showing the complete ignorance of millions of Americans who think that gay, straight, bisexual, asexual, genderqueer, queer is in fact a choice, is in fact something that you wake up one day and be like, you know what, I like pussy, and that's all I want to do from now on, is I want to eat pussy, because I saw two ladies kissing on the street in their Birkenstocks and their short hair.
Yeah. And their long armpit hair. Okay, no, I'm being...
No. That's not cool. I remember when I was a child, my mother watched a lot of Geraldo, like an obsessive amount of Geraldo.
Well, that's your mom.
Yeah, but my mom's insane. But my mom had a pixie cut and these really thick glasses. She had glasses since she was like 4. And my sister... It was a lesbian on the show and all this, and she had a pixie cut and glasses. And my sister looks at my mom, she goes, I can tell she's a lesbian. And my sister was like 8 at the time. She's like, I can tell she's a lesbian. And my mom says, why, honey? And she goes, because she has short hair and glasses. And my mom looks at her and she goes, well, I have short hair and glasses. And she's like, well, you don't count, you're a mom.
Well, I remember a good friend of mine, speaking of crazy insane moms, a friend of mine telling me about how she came out to her parents. Now, this girl dated a boy once, and I talked to her about it, and she's like, yeah, I dated this boy just to make sure that I really was gay, and sure enough I was, because it was the most horrific and awkward thing I've ever done. And I giggled at her to no end. But she said, she brought her girlfriend home, said, Mom, Dad, this is my girlfriend. I am, in fact, gay. Her mom just kind of looked at her and started crying, and telling her that it was a sin and all of that, and just went into hysterics and, like, went into the kitchen where she could be barefoot and make dinner, whatever. Her dad took her into the other room and was like, okay, dear, so why do you like girls? And she looked him square in the eye and said, Dad, why do you? And from that moment on, her and her dad have had an understanding. Now, her and her mom, not so much. Her mom still asks her, you know, when she's going to get grandkids and when she's just going to find the right boy to settle down with. And it's horrible. And the poor thing, she's like, oh, Lord, when will mom ever understand? But then again, I think your mom is like that too.
And she is. She is a huge supporter of the basis of our relationship, which is RuPaul's Drag Race. Huge supporter of the gay and lesbian community.
As
long as it doesn't affect her family. When I was 16 years old, I had a boyfriend. He was a douchebag. But he and my mom were having a conversation downstairs. I was upstairs. And my boyfriend looked at my mother and said, well, you know, Mary likes girls too, right? Oh, I just said my name. You know she likes girls, right? And my mom's like, well, no, she doesn't. She can't. This is not possible. This is not who she is. She's straight. She's a straight girl. She's always been a straight girl. This just does not happen. And I knew at that particular moment that I could not tell her, because as left wing, as you know, I mean, my mother is a supremo left winger. She's very anti-gun. She supports gun control. She supports superficially, you know, gay marriage. She's pro-choice. She's big government. She's very, 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 very left. As long as it doesn't even remotely touch her life. And it's disappointing. It's disappointing to see that now in our society, where it should not be a thing. This should not even come up. If a girl or a boy comes to their parents and says, "Mom and Dad, I'm gay," it does not even register in my brain how this should possibly be an issue.
As long as they love each other, I think it should be fine.
I've seen horrific marriages between heterosexuals. I've seen
some of the worst relationships are
between heterosexuals.
Yeah.
And my parents hate each other. They've been married since 1974. You know?
And they
have a 4-story house.
And I've never seen them on the same floor.
They're never on the same floor. When I come to visit, my father is in the basement level, and my mother is on the 3rd level. They don't speak. You know, they sleep in the same bed, yes.
I still don't have proof of that.
When I lived with them, I had proof of that. The once every nine months to a year, the wall banging and the screaming of the names. So, you know, they at least once a year sleep in the same bed.
Yeah, I forget about that because I was privy to one of those events.
It's frightening. But, you know, I'm glad that they're getting some. I mean, that's awesome.
What are you doing?
There we go.
Okay. You don't hear me breathing, right?
No, but it was picking me up through the microphone the lower it got there. Sorry, I had to just fix you up there.
I just didn't want to sound like a damn minotaur being all like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay for first shows.
Yeah, yeah, this is awesome. Okay, well, just to let everyone know, if you want to call in, feel free to do that.
I think Morp should call in.
I think someone should call in because
I want to talk to Morps.
Because we're basically just about out of information. We're going to do a product review here real quick.
Are we going to do the rodeo?
Yeah, I think we will. Okay. But if you have Skype, good. That means you can call in. Oh, okay. We have a caller.
Please be Morps.
It's not... Okay, and I'm back now because I don't know how to work Skype. Okay, so I'm going to add someone to the call who just tried to call in. Okay. And maybe... Alright, welcome to Between the Sheets.
Good evening, I'm coming to call and asking you for more deep breathing, please, sir.
Okay, hold on. Why the fuck can I not... Oh, yeah, because I never re-added me to the call.
Okay.
Welcome, are you?
Yo.
Have you learned
to figure out Skype yet?
No. I still haven't because I'm that big of a tard.
Oh, excellent. This show is going really well. I'm calling in to request more heavy breathing, please. I was enjoying my Minotaur porn.
Well, you know, Minotaur porn is a lot harder to come by than you would think.
No, not really. We covered that on the original Between the Sheets. It was under M for Minotaur.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sorry, we didn't get that.
Yeah. So did you guys do an alphabet of porn?
Yes, we did. That was the original one.
Okay, so what did you do for X?
We never got to X. The show ended prematurely. Not like most of my sexual encounters.
Okay. Don't believe that. I've heard your wife stomp around and call you horrible names.
I'm going to ask you a question. Are you fat?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Then you, on average, if you are not an obese man, you last, on average, 103 seconds during a sexual encounter.
Fucking wish.
No, see, 103 seconds is pushing it for RU. You know, that's a long session.
That includes foreplay?
Yeah.
Well, if I even think about it, bam, it's all over.
Okay, since I just opened you a beer, will you hand me mine back?
No. But I'll hand you this one.
Okay.
I must say, you're generating some interesting hate and some interesting love in the chat rooms right here at the moment.
Well, to all the love, the chat.
To all the hate, thank you. We know we suck.
It's constructive. It's constructive hate.
No, see, and I've actually been reading some of the hate. And so to all the love, you know, we love you too, and join us between the sheets. To all the hate, suck a dick. And you might actually like it.
Never tried. Never will.
Oh, are you? You know you want to.
It can be fun, are you?
Oh, yeah, I bet it can be, but I'm just not going to stroll.
I would be the worst in the world now.
When I get cancer, I intend to try the 10 big things. Sucking dick will be one of them, along with heroin, probably in conjunction.
That sounds like a really, really good plan. Generally, some sort of liquor, though, relaxes the throat muscles.
The other thing I've seen...
And that's really what you want, unless you want to suck a pencil dick, you know, as your first, you know, kind of, you know, wade into the waters gently. Yeah, you can probably do that. I have sucked dick where it didn't hit the back of my throat, and it's really disappointing, but it might be good for you as a first-timer.
The other thing, this sounds kind of gross, but I've seen it work. What you do is you go get a bottle of that flavored lube and squirt some of it in your mouth first. So that way, when they grab you by the ears and just face fuck you, it slides easier.
And I truly have nothing right now.
I have found that the grabbing your left thumb does help the gag reflex. It does. And they've
said that there's something between the nerves in your left thumb. So if you make a fist around your left thumb and grab it fairly hard, that will relax your gag reflex. There's some reflexology for you. See, look, we're science as well as...
Yay, science.
Yeah, as crazy fucking.
Yes, I have found that does help. Though sucking Syntax's dick for the last 3 years has made me the worst bulimic in the world. I'm pretty sure that now I could swallow a boat oar and not throw up. So it's good. It's got its benefits and its drawbacks, you know, having that. But for a first timer, I would suggest probably a 4.5 incher to kind of get used to it. And you can experiment with your toothbrush now. See if you can get the back of your tongue. See if you can, you know, try and get your uvula. And just kind of work into it. Because going balls to the wall at first can be bad. Because the last thing you need is the taste of puke mixed with semen. It's really not pleasant.
All right. There are only one other time in my life that I've ever been speechless. And this is the second. One was meeting Lauren Law for the first time. And now. And that is it. Goodbye.
Okay, love all you, right. Are you?
Love you, are you? Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for being part of our divergening.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So we're going to go on now to product review. Do you have the product here?
No, it's in the bedroom.
Okay, run and grab it real quick.
I can describe it fairly well.
Okay.
I'm very intimate with this particular product.
It is
the Rodeo, R-O-D-E-O-H, strap-on harness. For those of you who are lesbian and want to have the strap-on experience, and those of you who are heterosexual females and enjoy pegging your man, this is by far the most amazing harness you will ever see and ever own.
Okay, and see, and one of the things about this harness, because I've seen it too, because it's sitting in my bedroom right now, most strap-on harnesses, I can tell, are designed by a man because they look like a climbing harness. You've got 14 straps that go in different places. You have to cinch up and then, like, secure. And then there's this thing in front that holds the dildo in there. So if you don't have a master's in engineering or a background in rock climbing, you're not going to figure it out. This one is really, really interesting. And it's very simple. And from what I've heard, it was designed by a woman for a woman. We found it at an awesome little shop in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's a little sex positive shop called Self Serve. We're going to throw out to them because they're awesome.
If you are in the area, please, please do stop by and talk to the ladies down there. They're incredible. But we should state that this harness looks like a pair of standard brief underwear. It is as easy as putting on your panties, because it is panties. It's got the pocket. It's got probably, I don't know, an inch and a half of opening for the harness, so you can fit several different size harnesses in there. Security is amazing. It's not like a standard strap-on harness. It doesn't have the hard backing. But with its softness and your pelvic bone, it stays. The dildo stays, whichever type of dildo you choose. We have a rather small one, but it's still, and it has probably a quarter inch at least of space around the dildo, but it still stays in place. When I first tried it on with the dildo, I hopped around, I danced in it, trying to get it to fall out, and it wouldn't.
One of the other awesome things about this particular harness is it looks like a pair of tighty whities, except it's black and red. And a lot of the lesbian community out there, they're generally a person who's going to be wearing the harness is a little more butch, and they really like that it looks like a pair of boys' undies. And it's really neat, and it's pretty. It's unlike the 73 straps that just go around
and
everywhere.
You're not going to have 2 foot of extra strap hanging off because you got to tighten it. And it's a lot of harnesses that I've seen make harnesses that would fit extremely large people. So those amongst the smaller community have all this extra material that gets in the way sometimes.
Because the last thing you need is while you know, desperate ones fucking her girlfriend, or, you know, Luna for that matter. You know, the last thing you need is dildo and then, you know, extra bit of webbing strap to just kind of work its way in, because that's not happy. That creates chafing, and chafing is horrible.
Chafing is bad. And also, in the heat of the moment, when you are, when you're so hot and you're so ready, the last thing that anyone wants is to stop and be like, okay, hold on. I have to figure this out right now.
Or to have it fall off of you.
Or to have it fall off. But the rodeo comes in several different sizes. It goes by waist size. So you can get, for the very petite women, for the slightly larger women, you can have it fit you. And in that heat of the moment, when you're ready, you're just like, ah, and your partner is like, no, just fuck me right now. Just fuck me. It's there. It's like 2 seconds and you're like ready to go and you're fucking the shit out of her. Instead of being like, cool down a second, I'm going to go try to figure this out. So in the world of harnesses, this is by far the best I've seen, I've used. It is amazing. It is machine washable. I don't have to do anything special with it. I can pop it in the wash with everything else and it comes out and it is, you know, ready to go again.
Because how awkward is it to walk into the dry cleaners and be like, yeah, here's my suit. I need this laundered. Here's some shirts. Can I get those laundered and pressed? And here's my strap-on harness. I need this laundered as well. Yeah, because that would get really, really awkward.
And for those who value discretion, that is very important.
Yes.
I am a person who does not care.
Yeah.
So it would matter me as well. To me.
You know, and hence us doing a show.
Precisely, and me being stupid and saying my name on air.
It's okay. It's show zero. No one's going to actually listen to this. except we, you know, looking at the chat, we actually have 5 listeners. The entire cast of I Have Nothing has tuned in to our show.
I love you guys, by the way. I'm still mad at you for not calling in more, because you need to call in.
Yeah, she's calling you out, Morps. Are you balled up?
It's just because I love hearing your voice, Morps. And yeah, I would probably break out my rabbit and masturbate on show if you were to call in.
Okay, so we've got another one calling. Let me see if I can not.
Okay, that's this time.
Add to the call. Maybe. All right, you're on the air, Madman.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to show zero of Between the Sheets.
This is a weird echo because I'm still actually listening to it on G15.
That's awesome. You should probably turn that off now. All right. So did you have a comment on, you know, are you going to buy your significant other the rodeo strap-on harness?
Can I go off about 15 minutes about the benefits of anal sex for men?
Here in just a minute.
That might be a selling point for the harness, maybe.
Dude, I shit you not. I will buy your lady friend a harness for Christmas and an appropriately sized dildo, and you will thank me.
Wonderful. I was actually calling about the first news clip y'all did.
The Rick Santorum bit about birth control?
Yes, the Rick Santorum bit about birth control.
Yes.
The one flaw with the argument is it didn't start about birth control. It's been about abortion. The only reason it's moved to birth control is the Democrat Party was losing the argument about abortion. No one really cares whether birth control is covered, at least none of the right-wingers I know. Everyone's pissed off about mandating that I pay for someone to murder a baby.
Well, see, I have found, and I actually went to Rick Santorum's website to confirm his particular views, and he is, in fact, anti-birth control, as well as many, I hate to call out Catholics in general, because there are a lot of Catholics who, in fact, use birth control. But I did check out his particular view, and amongst his I am pro-family rhetoric, he insinuated and said basically that he was against birth control.
We fucked a Catholic.
What? Luda's Catholic?
She started that way.
Ew. That's awesome. Anywho, so I have not found, I have an insurance plan that is unfortunately run by conservatives. Planned Parenthood in our neighborhood does not accept it because they do not pay for any Planned Parenthood services. I remember not that long ago hearing about insurance coverage for abortion. I didn't even know that such a thing existed. Perhaps because I've been uninsured for so long. But I think the whole birth control thing is saying we don't want to include that coverage in our insurance because we don't want to have to pay for this. Basic, pre-abortion.
Yeah, I agree. Personally, I think if you're going to have an abortion, you should pay for it. Why? Because it's that extra little slap on the wrist to say you need to get birth control.
And we're saying this as the abortion being an elective procedure rather than a medical necessity or due to, an unwanted sexual encounter. Basically having someone being an irresponsible sexual partner and not protecting yourself via condom and or birth control to prevent said pregnancy. I don't think anyone who has half a brain would say, no, we're not going to help you out here with an abortion if you were raped or something like that, because
you never can tell, though, because you know, even the rape baby deserves life.
I know a woman when I had a child when I was 17 years old. She's the most amazing little girl you'll ever meet. I chose to not have an abortion because at that point it wasn't right for me.
Okay, we have another caller, Morps. Welcome to Between the Sheets.
We're talking about abortion and my masturbatory aid just comes on. That's just not right.
Well, I'm just going to completely derail the conversation here.
We've
decided you need to get Luna on the show with you guys.
Luna is too shy.
And don't worry, it's in the works. Once we get everything worked out, Luna will be on the show with us. Her first introduction to Galaxy 15 was I Have Nothing, and it basically consisted of her sitting on the couch with her jaw against her chest through most of the show going, oh, fuck, there's more of you.
Yes, Luna is amazing, but we've had her on radio before. It was on a different station. But she said exactly four words during the whole thing. She was very nervous and she was very shy. So we will be working on that because she is an amazing girl and y'all would love her.
Okay. No, that's all I really wanted to add is if, you know, you're talking about how great Luna is. It's like, get her on the show, especially if she's your pet. I mean, you know, just force her.
Well, yeah. And that's basically what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell her probably next week. You have to be at the house at 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock our time, and this is what you're going to do. And if she says no, then she gets Carl time. Now, Carl time, her
that
normal
sounds pleasant.
It is.
Carl is awesome.
Me and Desperate.
Why do I envision the web comic with the goofy masks or some shit?
He does have a goofy mask.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. Me and Desperate One were out shopping for tuxes for the wedding, and which is going to be the day after the world ends. It's going to be awesome. We come up to this tux shop and there's a mannequin outside with a cute little sign that says "Take me home, I'm free," and both me and Desperate One go, "Aww." So,
and we have to say that this particular mannequin did look like he got in a rowdy bar fight.
Yes.
And his face is completely smashed in. But he was dressed in very nice slacks and a very nice tux shirt.
Yeah.
And we said, "Okay, yes, we are taking you home." And we named him Carl.
Yeah. Now Carl has a suit jacket on and a purple tie.
And he looks very handsome.
Yeah, he's very dapper. He has a top hat and my Israeli military spec gas mask on. That way you can't see that his face has been bashed in.
Well, but he's sitting there all out. If the mannequin got into a bad bar fight, I want to see the drunk who lost the fight to the mannequin.
yeah, that guy's fucked.
If you come to our particular town, you will see the raging alcoholics who would, in fact, lose a fight to a houseplant.
Yes.
I've seen them lose. I've seen them argue and lose with U-scan machines at Walmart, so I'm not, you're not going to faze me with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Carl lives in the corner behind my sectional couch. Now, this corner was Luna's corner because she's very, very mouthy, just like the Desperate One. So when she's in pet mode, she's not supposed to be mouthy. It's supposed to be yes sir, no sir, and she's supposed to be very obedient. Well, she's not most of the time, and it's probably my fault because she's not done being trained yet. She's still a pet. So when she's bad, she used to go in this corner and have corner time behind the couch. Now that Carl's there, and she thinks Carl is the creepiest thing that she's ever seen in her entire life. So now all we have to do is generally threaten her with Carl time, and she straightens up.
Indeed. Even though Carl is kind of sexy in his gear.
Yeah. And he has no hands.
And he needs a pit boy.
I'm just envisioning a YouTube series with this mannequin in various stop motion locations around.
We haven't quite gotten that down yet because his arms are really difficult to move. They are like he has, elbow joints and shoulder joints, but his arms are in fact very difficult to move.
WD-40 should fix that right up.
He's about 40 years old, so I'm afraid of breaking him every time we move him.
Yes, and even Carl, though he was free, he is amazing.
Did that just kill everything?
Yes.
Carl in the harness could be cool.
Oh, Carl in the harness.
Yes.
Carl in the harness would be amazing.
Carl in the harness is going to be the front page picture for Between the Sheets. I'm going to get on that.
You should, but
wait, you're going to put the harness on Carl and then get on that. Interesting.
I'll get on Carl. Shit. I don't give a shit.
Well, no, Syntax is the one saying he was going to get on that.
I would enjoy that as well.
Yeah. Now, see, Desperate One has this fetish for gay porn.
I do.
I can always tell when she's rubbed one out the night before. Because I open I turn the screen on to the computer, and it's like two trannies fucking a gay or fucking a straight man. I don't know. That's her material.
It's fucking hot. I don't care who knows it. it is fucking hot when two guys are fucking each other. I think it's kind of similar to the straight man loving lesbian porn. Or, you know, straight man being like, yeah, two girls getting it on, dude, it's hot. I think
that depends on the two girls.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to be like Star Jones and Whoopi Goldberg getting it on and be like, yeah, dude, I'm going to rub one out to this shit.
I don't think anybody's going to rub anything out to that.
I don't know. There's got to be, you know, the whole Rule 34 thing. There's got to be something somewhere. But, you know, it's like the standard hot guy thing as, like, say, hot girl. For me, personally, because, I don't know, maybe I'm weird, but I think it's amazing. It's like the Anne Rice books, the Sleeping Beauty books, she writes gay so well that I can masturbate to the books. It's amazing.
Okay. And
I'm totally like turning myself on. My nipples are all hard. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be soaking your floor here in a bit, but yeah.
Well, you did mention about something about certain individuals calling in, so.
And thank you. Seriously, thank you. I love it. And can I go get the rabbit?
No, and not yet.
Tell me a story.
Oh, if Morph is going to tell a story, then...
Wait, I'm going to tell a story? What story am I telling?
I don't know. Just keep talking so I can whack it.
Well, we've got a whole archive of pure decking online if you want to...
Oh, I want to hear you talk to me.
Oh.
Say desperate one. Oh, desperate dear God, desperate one. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, I'm going to let you guys wrap up your show here.
All right, babe.
Okay. Yep. And on that note, wow. Okay. So now I'm going in 14 different directions. Madman, thank you for calling in. We're going to wrap up now. Whew. Okay, not only that, I'm adding you because you're awesome. But, so, we've actually filled up an hour with two news stories and a review of the most awesome strap-on harness ever made. But yeah, this has been Between the Sheets. We're not real sure if we're going to continue doing this on Fridays or if we're going to take this to a weekday because, you know, there's got to be a boring day in the middle of the week somewhere where all you want to do is hear about sex and actually probably better sex than what you're actually having.
So can we just record us fucking and that'll be an hour?
We could. We'd have to condense it and cut down just to the good parts.
Okay.
But it's not as good without video.
No, we can work on that.
Okay, we can. And from what I've been hearing, video could be down the pipe for G15.
Sweet.
Yeah. So everyone, look forward to that. For right now, I think we're going to continue on the Friday evenings, 9 to 10 Mountain Time. If you do want to call in the future, it's Get Between the Sheets on Skype. If you don't have Skype and you want to call in, get fucking Skype. If you don't have Skype, where the fuck have you been, really? We don't have outro music yet. We're still working on that. So until next time, I'm Syntax.
And I'm the Desperate One.
And happy fucking to all.
Goodbye.